Hello Zoho users, welcome to our third episode of Small Business Heroes, where we learn from rising entrepreneurs who are working hard and smart to scale their businesses. In today's episode, I have Doug Casper with me, who is an expert in home theater solutions. I caught up with Doug during Zoho Community's Minneapolis meetup, and he was really kind to oblige for this podcast interview. A little bit about his company 123HomeTheater.com. It provides consultation and installation services for a variety of home theaters to bring awesome movie theater experience right in your home. Let's ask Doug to tell us more about himself and the company.
My name is Doug Casper. I own 123 Home Theater here in St. Paul, Minneapolis, Twin Cities. And I've been using Zoho for many years. It's just helped me to automate my communications with my customers a lot. And right. I really appreciate that. So do you want me to explain how I kind of use it?
Sure.
So in my line of business, I have kind of different types of jobs. I have ones where I work directly with a customer. And then I have a lot of contractors that I work for. And so I use Zoho to, have contractors and remodelers that I'm connected with. And then when they refer customers to me, I can have a track of what customer came from where and what kind of work I did for them. And then the way I use the communication part of it is in the deals, or in mine, I call it potentials. I have different stages set up. So if I'm going to a customer for a consultation, it'll automatically email them my information, picture of me in the email. So when I get there, they feel like they already know me and it has a little bit about me personally. So I always get asked about my daughters and stuff like that. And then when I go back and we have next stages, like let's say I did some wiring for them, I can mark that the pre-wire is done. It'll automatically send them an email telling them that that phase of the work is done. And then I can have it also automate reminders to keep the customer up to date with the fact that they have to remind me that their job is progressing and when I should next come out there. So I just use it in a lot of ways. Also then for follow-up, once I've done a job, right. We have an automatic email flow set up that takes them from, just a quick thank you, invites to review us online, and then follow-up, and it sends my office guy follow-ups to send out a thank you, and a business mailing for asking for referrals, things like that through a 3-month process. And now with Zoho campaigns, I'm able to even bring that further for long-term touches with the customer. So it works really well to automate all that stuff that I would never be able to do on my own.
So how do you get your leads today? Only through referrals or?
Through referrals and then from my website directly and through Angie's List and Home Advisor, those kind of places also. So, yeah.
Right. So you have these referrals who are like real estate agents?
Yep.
They're real estate agents.
So my referrals come from some real estate agents, but mostly through contractors and remodelers. Like a general contractor who's going to be finishing a basement or adding a room on, things like that, or building a new home.
So what products do you have?
I do projectors, screens, do all the pre-wiring for speakers and TVs and internet. So those are the kinds of things.
So as a customer, I can call your service and say, I need a home theater in my home.
Yeah.
Where I have a dedicated room, I need a home theater, and you'll set up everything for them.
Yep. I'll help them figure out, what equipment would be best. And they buy the equipment from me. I bring it in, install it, show them how to use it, and then support them over the years.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And do you also have your vendors added into your CRM, like vendors who supply home theaters to you, like all the equipments to you?
I don't have that part in Zoho. I use it mostly for my customers.
Yep. Okay. Yep. So how do you manage that part?
That part I use a program called QuoteWorks, which does integrate to Zoho. So when I do a quote in QuoteWorks, it's just a much more robust quoting software system, but it'll update and attach my quote into that deal in Zoho CRM. So it's nice that it integrates in there.
So you have already integrated that?
Yep, I've done that. I just started doing that this year, actually.
So, nice.
Yeah, but it's nice.
So you send out the quotes, and then if somebody follows up with you, it's automatically added to the CRM?
Yep.
And you then take it forward from there?
Yep. It is nice.
And you also do any financing from CRM right now?
Not in Zoho. I do that in QuickBooks.
QuickBooks?
Yeah. Right. Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
So you have a nice setup with the business. So how many people are there in your business right now?
Oh, just two of us.
Oh, just two of you? Yeah. Nice. And you have contractors who does everything for you, right?
I'm the owner. I do most of the installs. And then I have another guy that's my office guy, customer relations guy.
Nice.
But my goal is to build this year and bring in another installer. And then maybe next year start looking for a salesperson. So this system is going to allow me to grow, you know, much better.
Right, yeah. Because it will help you networking with more and more brokers and more real estate agents and the contractors as well, so that they can give you business.
Yeah.
So you share commission with them, or you have standard fee for them?
Standard fee.
You give them a standard fee?
Yeah.
If as a contractor, I bring you a customer, I'll get a standard fee from you?
Oh, usually what they do is the contractors will mark up my quote for the proposal for all the wiring.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I sell equipment, they get a commission of that, like a 5% commission.
Oh, as a percentage, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's pretty cool.
Great.
Thanks,
Mark. Yeah, thanks for asking.
Sharing your thoughts. So this was Doug Casper from 123hometheater.com, who's working hard to bring an amazing theater experience in your homes. You can go to their website or Instagram page to see all the awesome installations they have done in the past. So this is it from this episode. I thank you guys for listening, and we would come back with a fourth episode featuring another small business hero. Until then, take care.